Republican congresswoman said, I'm voting against this bill because Joe Biden's opening the border instead of opening schools. How is that helping our children? We saw immediately Fox News pivot towards this is towards the one provision that was for black farmers who were left out of the trillions of dollars in aid that has been given over the past number of generations exclusively to white farmers, including the billions of dollars most recently in the Trump administration, where black farmers were discriminated out of their fair share. This is the divide and conquer. This is trying to activate the zero sum. And the fact that we were not able we were not able to get the minimum wage bill in there is really about the failure of a multiracial coalition to have the kind of enduring power that we need to lift the wages for all working people.
Heather McGee, we want to thank you for being with us. We're going to post part two online at democracynow.org. Author of the new book, The Sum of Us, What Racism Costs Everyone and How We Can Prosper Together. Heather McGee, the board chair of Color of Change, former president of the think tank Demos. Happy birthday to Tammy Warrenoff. Remember, wearing a mask is an act of love. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
KBOO has a number of special t-shirts we've created just for you during our month of special programming. Whether you are a metalhead, a punk rocker, a bluegrass fan, or a feminist, we have a t-shirt for you. Wear it proudly in support of KBOO Community Radio. Go to kboo.fm/t-shirts to see all the designs. All proceeds go to support the work of KBOO Community Radio.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
This is KBOO Portland. It's 8:01. It's Friday. Mind that gap, because these girls are going to bridge it. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. How's it going? This is The Gap on KBOO Portland. I'm Tammy, and on the line with me is Althea. How are you, Althea?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And we also have Sonia. Sonia, thank you very much for all that you do every week on the dot. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I'll let you catch your breath. I know you had a short notice this morning, so it's all good, and we truly, truly appreciate you. I hope everyone is doing well. It is Friday, March 19th, And it's been officially a year of this, but it seems like there is a tiny bit of hope in the future. I think, Althea, when we were talking, you mentioned something about KB, Kate Brown, opening up vaccines for May for non-essential workers. So that's something to look forward to.
It's not just like, I mean, it doesn't mean you'll be able to get one if you're not in like a special category by on May 1st, but eligibility for adults and minors over the age of 16 opens on May 1st. So that's, more accelerated than what they had previously projected as well, which was like, I think, July as kind of the open season on it. So that's exciting. It seems like the vaccine stock is sufficiently high that can be the approach.
Yeah, it's definitely encouraging to hear, because I, for my own selfish reason, am over this, but of course, as businesses and people and communities and everything has been affected, hopefully there's some end to this. And hopefully the end of this is near. So that's a little bit of positivity to start off the day with. A little, what do you say, cautious positivity as we
cautious
learn more and more. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
As we learned about in 2020, that's just kind of since this time last year, we realized that that's kind of the approach when handling this whole business.
The color of the optimism, I think, is like the way that we see things has changed. I've seen some stuff online of people like reflecting on what people were, talking about on social media a year ago. They're like, oh, 2 weeks inside, that'll be super fun. Like, I'm gonna read a book. I'm gonna learn a craft. Like, what the have you guys seen Tiger King? A lot of different energy. But yeah, every person in my life who like I hear about has a vaccine scheduled or has gotten one of their shots, I'm like, a little weight is lifted off of me.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see more in-person events as it becomes more safe. That's just been the big thing that I'm missing the most. But also, I don't know, just I think that a lot of people would, I do have a dear friend whose father did pass away because of COVID, and obviously she has not been able to visit the country, let alone her mother, since it happened. So now that we have a little bit of, now that she's fully vaccinated, she feels more comfortable with just visiting her family. It'll be the first time since her father passed. So it's a big thing, these vaccines might be cool, I get to go drink with my friends now, but for some people it's literally a life-changing thing. So I just hope that the momentum stays and that we are getting, like I said, getting close to the end of this. That's my wishes for the day and this here gap on a Friday. But yes, as we are moving on with today's program, we kind of wanted to pick up where we left off last week and just get a couple of updates from the whole the misinformation that was circulated about 2 weeks ago.
Disinformation, because it was intentional.
Disinformation, excuse me. Thank you for catching that.
Yeah, you're
good. So circling around about 2 weeks ago, and now it's kind of made a full circle. Althea, do you want to give
full,
us a rundown with the CPA
sure,
and Joanne Hardesty? Yeah.
So last week on The Gap, we were talking about this news story that had gotten circulated that Commissioner Joanne Hardesty was involved in a hit and run. She was not. She was racially profiled by somebody whoever actually did it was racially profiled, and she was named as a suspect. And the police leaked that somebody leaked that to a right-wing Facebook group. And it got publicized on there. But then we were talking specifically last week about the Oregonian publishing those allegations as well, and their explanation and non-apology, because it's like demonstrably untrue. Joanne Hardesty hasn't driven for 6 months, like her car's out of commission. There's all these different things that prove that it definitely wasn't her. But so this week, the president of the Portland Police Association, which is the union that represents the officers in the Portland Police Bureau, Brian Hunziker, he resigned related to a quote-unquote isolated and unspecified mistake related to this naming of Joanne Hardesty as a suspect in this investigation. So, you know, they're not saying it explicitly. We can read between the lines that the president of the police union may have been the one to leak that information to a right-wing media blog. I don't even call it a media blog, just a right-wing like Facebook group, and to confirm it with the Oregonian, even though there was nothing to back it up other than like a witness account, which is pretty wild. So Daryl Turner, the former president, is taking over for the time being. His term had expired in October, and good old Brian was handling it from there, that's very big news for one thing.
And also they're in negotiation right now, so
really,
I don't quite understand how they go from here. And I do just want to point out that the PPA, in all the statements that had come out about this, the PPA is the only one to actually apologize.
Really?
Meanwhile,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has not.
No, not at all. And the quote is, "We apologize to Commissioner Hardesty for that mistake, and we'll be reaching out to meet with her personally." The statement from the PPA said, yeah. And as opposed to Teresa Bottomley, the Oregonian, who just was asking questions and answering them at the same time, like, do Black people get racially profiled, and does that mean that we should have actually investigated this tip? Question mark. Outrageous.
Yeah.
This is huge news, like you said.
There was another big revelation related to Portland police as well that came out this week. In a video footage from a neighborhood meeting in Southeast in January, there was a Portland police commander who was there in an official capacity, like in uniform with their weapon, saying that if they wanted less crime, they needed to push for more funding for the police bureau, and they needed to vote District Attorney Mike Schmidt out of office, who, mind you, was overwhelmingly voted in, and campaigning in uniform is not allowed, right? Like, a individual police officer, the police union, they can all have opinions about who the DA should be, but you're not supposed to do that, because the cop, you know, in uniform has like the stamp of the city on them, trying to influence people to vote out the Multnomah County District Attorney.
And the guy's carrying a gun.
Yeah, there's that too.
A badge and a gun are definitely symbols of authority and violence. Mike Schmidt is very open about minimizing as much as possible the convictions from the protests over the summer, and that's something that I guess the department finds problematic. So there has been a big push, but to go into that capacity or to go into that meeting in that capacity fully decked out in your uniform is illegal. And in my personal opinion as a civilian, is a little frightening too, you know?
Yeah, well, and it's interesting to have these events happening at the same time, because if you're somebody who pays attention to city politics and the way that these, you know, publicly what we have seen up until this point, the way that these things play out, like, we know that the PPA does not really like Commissioner Joanne Hardesty because she has pushed for reforming and changing their tactics. We know that they don't like the DA because, as you mentioned, he's not keen on prosecuting like petty offenses in a protest capacity, which is a tactic that cops tend to use to try to intimidate people out from going on the street, you know, to protest for whatever reason. But it's interesting to say, to have evidence of this, like, out in the open. It's like, oh no, for sure, the president of the police union leaked damaging information that led to a sort of smear campaign against the commissioner that would change the Portland Police Bureau. And there's another commander caught on camera in January saying that the DA needs to go. They were also complaining about the drug decriminalization measure, saying that it was harder to arrest people for possession, which that's just true. That was the intent of the bill, and it passed with 58%. So I don't know. What do you think about that, Tammy?
Yeah, I mean, it seems, the fact that all, you know, the timing of it is what's interesting to me the most. Like you said, everything on top of the fact that it is in the middle of negotiating right now. I just hope that, you know, Joanne Hardesty is given the apology that she deserves, and I hope that I don't know. I just hope that this doesn't continue, you know, to create damage both for Joanne Hardesty but also for the community at large, because I am just scared of, you know, if you know, intimidation is just not, it's not okay, and it's just the beginning. It's just the first step. What's the next step? And a few weeks ago, friends of the show remember that we did have some folks that are community organizers, Emery and Karen, on the show to talk about the police union negotiations. And you can go to kblue.fm/gap to find that out, and their efforts, the petitions, all of that stuff, and in the show notes, as we like to say. So yeah, it's pretty terrifying, but honestly, it also makes me think of, like, you know, the summer of pain and you know, of protesting that happened, and it's making me think of, like, okay, well, I don't know, I was a little cynical when it happened. I'm like, all right, well, this happens now, but everyone's going to forget about this, and Black Lives Matter now, but they won't in 2 months from now. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe a dent was made, you know? And now, you know, if retaliation is happening, that means that something is being pushed up against, you know? I think maybe the needle is changing a little bit, yes, that's just where I am. You know, like we were saying earlier, maybe that could be the theme of the show. Just like cautious optimism.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting to see things move in that I don't even know if I want to commit to saying that they're moving in a particular direction. But
Lisa, the wind has changed course. I don't know. Even mm-hmm. if it's a grain of salt in the right direction, you know. But like you're saying, I think they're just starting to catch up with all the backlog from the summer. So
yeah, that's the other thing. Sorry, I almost mm-hmm. forgot to mention. Other big police news: the Don't Shoot PDX. One of their federal court cases, there is now new federal sanctions against the Portland Police Bureau related to protests on June 30th about the cops not using less lethal weapons on protesters because there was, like, abuse. And so that's pretty big too. That's really major. And that you know, the federal court will probably also see that Portland Police Bureau has been out of compliance with the sanctions over the course of last summer.
PPB has been under several consent decrees and, you know, federal this, that, and the other for, like, longer than I've lived here. And PPB has really gotten the message that it doesn't matter. You know, it's never going to be mm-hmm. held meaningfully accountable for anything. And I think that I connected that with, like, we said, like, the PP, was it PPA? The union that came out and publicly apologized? Publicly apologized, was that right? Yeah, because they can do whatever they want. So it doesn't matter what they admit to, because it will never be held to any meaningful account by anyone in any way ever. You know, these are people who get away with daylight murder in front of hundreds of witnesses. Why shouldn't they apologize? Nothing's ever going to happen to them. Oh no, did I break the show?
I don't know. I think that in my opinion, it's at least an admission of guilt.
They did it wrong. In a hard spot of defending the idea that cops can be held accountable. And agreeing doesn't take us anywhere. But I mean, point well made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes points are just good points, and it's true. All right. But speaking of points that are true, we look at this pivot.
Intrigue. Here we go. I'm ready.
There is one truth to be made, is that death and taxes, there's only two absolute truths. And tax season is coming up, but before that, the stimulus check is coming out, which is related to the taxes. That was not the most fluid of pivots, the smoothest of turns, but it was made.
I think you stuck the dismount, largely speaking.
We did get a couple of phone calls from people interested in the talking about the stimulus check and how people can get to it, because not everyone has access to a computer or internet. So that was something that we also wanted to talk about and just kind of do 10 minutes of who, what, when, where. And of course, we're not a professional. I'm not a professional. Althea is not a professional. We aren't giving advice. We aren't. We're just sharing information that is stated on government websites, and which is available to you as well. So there's no suggestions or advice happening here. Absolutely
right.
Not.
We're professionals, but we're not finance or tax professionals. How about that?
No.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about, the stimulus. It's coming, guys. Did you get it yet? And the way in which, specifically, like, the people who need it the most, how are they able to access it? And it's kind of a tough thing because, for houseless people or for people whose income is sufficiently low that they don't file taxes, there can be, like, gaps in records that mean that they don't have access to their stimulus. And if you haven't gotten any part of, like, missed any of the payments, it comes in the form of a tax rebate now if one of them was missed for any individual person. So even people who, like, normally wouldn't file taxes, it's recommended that they file a particular form, which they don't have on their website anymore, but there's in-person assistance free if that's something that people need to do. And even if you don't have, like, a stable an address, you can have it, the stimulus money, mailed to the post office, your local post office, a shelter, or, you know, if you have a religious place of worship, it can be also sent there. The other thing is that as far as tax season goes, IRS has indicated that the filing date is going to get pushed back to May, because they're still way behind on filers from 2019. But also that the stimulus bill changed the tax code. So even people who, like, jobless who filed early before the bill was passed, the first $10,000 or so dollars that are collected in unemployment in this new bill are made tax exempt. So people may have to file an amended return as well to make sure that you're not paying taxes on unemployment money that you don't need to. That's my little info dump.
Thank you. No, that's great. And when you are filling out your taxes, please remember these things are very, very fickle. If your name doesn't match with what the government has on file, then that could cause a mistake, misspelling, name changes, any type of information like that. As far as your person, it has to be the one that they would have on file, or else that could make it even more another barrier into getting the relief that you desperately need. And Althea, like you said, if you don't have a current address, then you can use the various locations that Althea mentioned, from places mm-hmm. of worship to shelters. And if you do have internet access, I'm going to do it very slowly, because there is a website that is going to be very helpful to get free tax prep help. And this is from the government, so this is just sharing the wealth. If you're ready, I'm going to say it, and we're also going to have it in the show notes, so don't worry. irs.treasury.gov/free tax prep. Boom. There you got it. I'm going to have it in the show notes. Don't worry. Just put in your zip code, whatever location you are at. You can have within a 5-mile radius. And there's definitely a handful of locations that can help you for free. And like Althea mentioned, there's a possibility of the tax day being moved.
I think it is being pushed back, yeah.
So instead of April, it's May 15th now. We'll see where it lands.
I don't know the exact date. The other thing I wanted to mention is that for people who don't have a bank account, you can't direct deposit the check, it can be sent as a debit card as well. Just getting the money in the hands of the people who can make the most use out of it, even if you don't have a bank account.
Yes, there are options that are out there, and we are more than happy to share that info that is already available into one congregated place on kbu.fm/.
And also, beware of there are companies out there that will try to give you help for a cut of the stimulus, and some of those have gone bad. There's one in California that I don't know why the article that I'm looking at doesn't call out specifically that they were scamming houseless people, but it looks like they did. Not a whole lot of return on what they promised there. So beware of those. There are free tax filing options.
Well, that's just good journalism, right? It's like when someone's lying or committing a crime, pointing out the truth, telling the truth about their lies and their crimes is biased.
Well, I mean, the idea is that I'm there to draw my own conclusion. So they can say that 60% of the applications were rejected and the remaining 40% of the applications were repeatedly delayed because they couldn't verify the information that this company sent in, trying to make sure they weren't getting scammed. So
yes, there are options that are out there, and I hope that this was helpful for the people who need it desperately. I hope that these options were helpful, and there's a lot of grassroots efforts to just get this information to people, and it's really technology is making it a little bit easier, although not everyone has access to it. So hopefully this is something. And I hope that you get it, and may your mind rest easy as we slowly inch towards the end of this thing. But yeah, Biden, you did it. It's about time. I was waiting for you, Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
So here it is. Here it is.
For whatever reason, tax season always sneaks up on me. I start getting ads for, insert tax service here, and I'm like, I wonder why filing taxes this time of year. And then I'm like, put it in Easter colors.
I was telling you how started getting more advertisements about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as soon as, like, they announced that the stimulus check is going to go out. And I thought that was very suspicious because I'm not even in the mindset of that whole journey. So, you're not going to get me, Facebook. None of that here. But like I said, we are going to have some of this info on the show notes. So if you need that website, if you need that info, just go check it. You can go check it out there. And I think it's about that time for a little theme music, a little midway song, a musical break. So we'll be back in just a couple of moments. This is The Gap. I'm Tammy on the line with Althea and Sonia, of course. Thank you so much. Be back in a minute. Tripucana, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I know that you're dancing over there. Oh, I love that. This is KBOO Portland. You are listening to The Gap. I am Tammy, and on the line with me is Althea, and that was Wham, Sonia, just to answer your question. One of the, just puts me in a good Friday mood.
Yeah. Like you forgot your name there for a second. Who am I again?
For some reason, this Friday feels earlier
than normal. I feel like it's
right, daylight savings happened. Mm-hmm. Savings happened, and that was difficult. I'm still dealing with that.
I was still getting used to the fact that the sun was even, like, how light it had been already, and then all of a sudden, like, and then on Monday, it's like, oh, now it's full light at, you know, before 7 a.m.
I'm grateful.
It's jarring and it's not at the same time. It's like comforting and jarring. It's just because there's some change. I feel like maybe because things have been not changing so much in my actual visual day-to-day life, seeing little changes. Now I feel like I'm noticing them a little bit more, like, and then there's some more birds chirping in the AM hours, which has been lovely, coupled there with the construction that's happening and the car alarms and different alarms of the urban soundscapes, as I like to fall asleep to it.
The music of the city.
You ever hear birds chirping car alarm sounds?
Yeah, it's very like it's very Clockwork Orangey, you know. It's like very what did we do? But
maybe society has gone too far. Of all things, that's what should have us call it.
All right, you just wait till they have like drone bees or something. Just kidding. Yeah. That is not, I don't know if Elon Musk is doing that just yet, but I was referencing X-Files, so hopefully we don't get down that rabbit hole.
That was also on Black Mirror.
Ooh, then they took it from X-Files. Interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, no, they probably all on an homage or something, because it's it's both great, fantastic.
I mean, I could see.
I will go down this rabbit hole.
I've seen other stuff that Brooker has done, and I could totally see him doing a, hey, remember that X-Files thing? Well, now it's even it's no longer sci-fi. It's coming up.
It's coming up on the Cape Leaving News. But again, these are all jokes. This is not reality. We're just referencing TV shows. And Chris Carter is a fantastic, imaginative person.
Black Mirror isn't a work of nonfiction.
Speaking of nonfiction and things that are entertaining, Pivot Queen over here. We have a community question that we would like to extend to listeners, and this week it revolves around self-love and self-care. Althea, would you like to present our question?
Yeah, Tammy and I were thinking about the idea of, you know, what are those like little things that you could do to treat yourself a little bit better? And the framework that we were looking at it with was like, what is something that you thought was stupid when you were younger that you realize is good now? And that's not like a perfect phrasing of the question, but what came, if you're inspired by that, please give us a call, 503-231-8187. A little thing that you could do to treat yourself better. Tammy, a little bit of self-love, a little bit of self-care. What was, what came to mind for you?
The first thing that came to mind, especially phrased as in, what did I used to think was silly or dumb or almost like self-indulgent and like too decadent, you know, to say for me, was camping. I always thought that was like such a self-indulgent thing, but I love it. It's a life-changing experience. It's beautiful. It's calming. It tethers you down to reality. Being next to like a river somewhere in Oregon and like just anywhere by the river. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. It's I feel at home. I feel absolutely like a feeling that I grew up in cities my whole entire life. Every place I lived all over the world always been in main cities. And when I finally reached Oregon and I was and went camping for the first time, and I thought it was going to be so horrible and mosquitoes and this and that, but no, it was absolutely beautiful. And now it's one of the things that I absolutely like, cherish the most. And because I liked being in woods, you know, I didn't mind going to sneaking into the woods and hanging out in high school, you know, but actually sleeping, you know, in the woods and like cutting down, you know, like cutting wood and pitching a tent and just like looking at the stars, breathtaking, absolutely amazing. But we'd love to hear from the listeners. What did you used to think was kind of silly or dumb or, you know, not your thing as a kid or when you were just younger a couple of years ago that now you think is a form of self-love that kind of elevated your life? You can call us. Please share with us. 503-231-8187. That is the phone number. Thank you. I'm always scared to give out my own phone number. That's why I hesitate.
Yeah. Or it could even be something that you might have thought was like overrated or not worth the effort, but then now it's
like chapstick or lip gloss. Another thing that I was underrated my whole life. Absolutely love it. How about you, Althea? I want to hear from you also.
Yeah, what came to mind for me when we were talking about this, when I was in college, I had developed this habit where I didn't go to like the dining hall in the morning because I didn't have the meal plan that would let me do that. And so I would take coffee from the dining hall from dinner the night before, and I would save it in my room and microwave it the next day. And it wasn't that bad. It was pretty bad. I mean, the coffee wasn't great quality to begin with, and, you know, 14 hours later in the microwave was not great. And I was just doing that, and it was bad, and it got the job done. And my roommate at the time was like, what are you doing? That's gross. like, you can treat yourself a little bit better than that. I'll get you one of the little, you know, like, silicone pour over things. Like, you can do a little bit better than that. And it took that encouragement, you know. But now I think about that. It's like, you know, I can have a fresh cup of coffee is a great idea. And I deserve as much. There are still sometimes, like, that I have saved a coffee for the next day, but that's only if it was really expensive. And I felt bad about spending the money. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make the most of this $6 that I didn't need to spend and didn't drink all of it.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you bring up a good point about, like, it just got the job done. That's all you needed. And I noticed for myself when I started living life and not being, like, on survival mode and actually wanting and realizing, like, that I could have a quality of life just by, like, small little things, is what I, you know, started really in investing and having the self-love. And it really came one after the other. And it just, you know, the little things that you do for yourself that, you know, they say no one else is going to do it for you. You know, no one knows how hot you like your coffee. I mean, I guess at a certain point, maybe if you, like, you know, have someone who's around you all the time, sure. But it's like that thing. No one is going to swallow your own spit for you when you need to. You know, no one is.
I like that idiom. I've never heard that before.
It's an old Ethiopian phrase, so that's why.
I like it. Yeah, it's very true.
I saw this video once.
What you need. What'd you say?
What's that?
I saw this video where.
Uh oh.
That's it. That's the whole bit. It's like those Onion articles that are just a headline and there's no article to it. It's because the headline is the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say the only thing that ever swallows your spit for you is the little mouth vacuum at the dentist. We should be talking more about the mouth vacuum at the dentist.
Why is no one talking about the mouth vacuum?
I'll give it a little bit of background. It goes. I, for myself, will be the only one. It doesn't translate well. So I'll stop myself while I'm ahead. Mm-hmm. And we would love listeners to call in and share your thoughts about the subject. 503-231-8187. We're waiting for your call. Please share with us what type of things do you do for self-love that you used to not do, perhaps from fear, from not having that awareness that you like it, or from thinking was silly, or just from plain not considering yourself and your needs and your wants and your love. 503-231-8187. That's the number.
Sometimes I think it requires, like, someone else seeing you do it to get that reality check of, like, hey, whoa, what are you doing? What do you mean you've never been camping? What do you mean you're drinking two-day-old coffee?
It was like a true, you know, someone who's, like a true, like, just person that loves camping, you know the type. And they just took me camping, and I was like, wow, it was amazing. I couldn't, like, because the other times I have been camping, they were not of me wanting to, you know, so, or not with a friend. So it was very nice.
I think camping of your own volition is definitely an important piece of the puzzle.
Well, because that's another thing. You have to come to you, or to you wanting to do it, you know? It has to come from within. So being ready to be in the mindset of trying something new that you otherwise kind of mocked, you know? And again, that number for you to call in is 503-231-8187. Sonia is waiting for your phone call. We are waiting for you to join in.
For me, it's been about, like, a matter of, like, the indulgence. You know, it's like, I can't afford that. And I can't afford to, and so there's all kinds of things that I don't even remember if I ever had considered it, or if there's this whole vistas that have never even entered my awareness because it never even reached the point of me deciding, no, I can't afford it, because I was so used to not being able to afford anything that it's like I didn't that never even was never even a consideration. I dress myself out of free boxes, you know. There on the curb at the moment. Like I pick up the stuff and take it home and put it on later, but you know what I mean. And that I could go, that I could like buy new shoes that fit because I selected out the shoes that are the right size. Not I just happen to find some that are close enough.
Yes. Yes, I feel you in that. That's been a real life thing for me. You can buy shoes that fit you. Like, I say that I got shoes that fit me for the first time in, like, years, and it's, like, a life-changing thing. It's, like, a quality of life. And I was like, oh, right, yeah. I can do this if I wanted to. I feel you in that, Sonia. I 100% relate.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's, like, there's an aspect of like passing judgment on yourself because if you've gotten in the habit of doing things in a particular way and someone's like, hey, why don't you do this thing where you spend like a tiny bit of money to do that? And you're like, well, what kind of person would I be if I spent money on new shoes? Like, I'm not like them, the people that buy the shoes. And some of that is like, you know, steeped in all kinds of things. Not that you have to love capitalism. And if you don't, and if you're, you know, opting out in the ways that you can, power to you. But just that there's, you know, there's options, and like it doesn't necessarily mean anything about you if you decide to do something nice for yourself.
The low cost type of self love thing that I've also started is just like making like coconut oil and other things, and just, or like whatever things that like DIY masks and stuff like that, you know, where I'm I don't have, and because I see it at the store and I get like everything that you just said, I'm like, I don't do this. Why am I going to spend money to do this? I'm never going to actually open these masks and do this thing. But then, you know, I'm making breakfast and I'm like, oh, I can just plop some of this food on my face and it's apparently a face mask and there you go. I sit with it, and whether or not it's doing anything, at least it's giving me that feel, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I did
glow
that.
From within.
Something is glowing.
Yeah. We got a caller, it sounds like. Arthur, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I did something positive for myself this week. I'm an alcoholic, and I just decided to go to the doctor to get some medical help with that issue. So I decided to be, you know, a little proactive in stopping alcohol.
Good for you.
Yeah, and while I was there, it was unscheduled. I also got my first COVID-19 shot.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Yeah, I got two positive things done in one day. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I just wanted to share that thought with you, and I'm going to hang up, but have a wonderful morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's great. Sometimes, you just got to open the door and welcome, and just open the door for abundance and it shall come rain upon you. You know, just it starts off, you decide to just do something for yourself. I swear, this thing with positivity and like being, you know, like you said, preventative, and all of a sudden, boom, two birds with, I don't like that, but it's like just two positive things happen, a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. Totally. We got another caller, Linda. You want to talk to us? What's up?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, yeah. One thing that I do, self-love, that I didn't do before is I look in the mirror and I play with myself. I smile at myself. I make faces. I say I love you. And nobody sees me do this. And I just... once you get started, it's just a whole lot of fun. I play with myself
That's
in the
so
mirror.
Sweet.
Wow.
That's it.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Reconnecting
with your inner child. I love that.
Sure.
Making faces and being silly.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great fun. And I make the silliest faces and I laugh and I smile and I say I love you and wink at myself and just have a great old time sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to remember I'm the only one that's around me all the time. I'm the one that has to deal with me.
Pardon?
Might as well give her a wink in the mirror if we're going to have to hang out all the time.
Yeah,
talking about
myself.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, appreciate
you. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, I want to give that a shout out too, because I remember when I first started. When I first went public, it was on a Friday. And I remember like that Monday, I was going out about my week, and as I was getting ready in the morning, I just looked in the mirror and says, "Good morning, Sonia. You look great." And, that was years ago, and I still remember how that felt. Because, there's a bunch of other stuff going on for me. It was in a particular context. But still, it's like anytime. It just feels good. And there's actual science behind this. There's a thing called mirror neurons in your brain. It's like they inform your mood based on what you see, and so if you show yourself a face that's happy and jocular, having a good time, that's you're more disposed to that mindset yourself, going forward from that.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I get a little sad, I start thinking about smiling, and then I smile. I let myself be sad, but when I'm like, all right, I'm done. I got it all out. Let's move on, it's a little trick that I really enjoy. It comes from within, it goes back to being the person that, like, drinks your own water when you're thirsty. Oh, I hope that's better than the first time I tried it. No one is going to quench you the way that you can quench yourself, It's got to come from within, that feeling. And, Sonia, I bet that you do look very pretty this morning. And thank you for existing and for being. You're the best. Fantastic. Self-love is good.
Self-love is great.
That was my thing.
The
wave. You're talking about your masks and whatnot. As skincare was a thing that I always thought was like frivolous and pointless and stupid.
Oh yeah.
Bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
I said it.
But then, like, I see all this stuff about, I think you mentioned specifically coconut oil, and it's like, I can cook with this. I can get a pound of this, for under $10, so I can pop my corn in it. I can saute things. I can prevent scaly elbows. Sure.
And you can use it for a hair mask, a face mask. We could do a whole show about just coconut oil. The uses of it, another show about the origins of it. My goodness. But just knowing that these things, where it's like, imagine how, often there's people who might not know that you can use coconut oil for other reasons besides just cooking with it, and then when you have that knowledge, or when you just want to, just learning, because just wanting to know, the like I said, opening the doors to abundance and they, it will come through. We do have John on the line. John, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Good to hear.
Oh, well, we'd love to hear your comments.
Yes. Back to foot gear. It's hard to beat a pair of really good $25 socks as far as making yourself happy.
Yeah, if you carefully choose them, and they're guaranteed for life. You pay that much for a pair of socks. And
that's a great point about durability.
And they're usually made from sheep with only some petroleum in them. But I found that out years ago. Wigwam Light Hikers or any merino wool, expensive sock goes with your buying your boots that fit right. Makes a new person out of you.
That's a great point. I didn't even think of socks. That's a good
point.
People really often neglect their feet.
I've always used that as my only real luxury in life, being a voluntarily poor person. And, boy, socks make you feel like a king and or queen.
Like a sock ad. You should keep connected with some kind of advertiser, John.
Oh, well, my dad taught me from when I was 5 years old to, if you're wearing boots, learn to take care of your feet.
Yeah, that's true. They do a lot of work for you.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Well, thanks for calling, John. Appreciate your input here.
Yeah, I remember this.
I think that's a good point about picking things that last. You know, I think that, even whether you're getting things, you know, thrifted or if you go, you try to, I mean, I tend to be thrifty and like my immediate instinct is how cheap can I get this? But, you know, things that last pay for themselves, especially when they're good quality. What were you going to say, Sonia?
Well, I was going to connect that to like poverty and, something that lasts four times as long, right? Costs twice as much. So it in effect costs half as much, right? But if you don't have that 2x investment to make, you know, if you can only afford up to X amount, you can't afford to pay twice of X. You have to go with the thing that lasts 1/4 as long. So you end up paying twice as much over time, having to replace this thing four times and, you know, because you couldn't afford to pay twice as much at the beginning. This is the way that it's engineered to keep poor people having to spend all of what little they have over and over and over again. And it's a way that we have perpetuated poverty and made it expensive to be poor.
Oh yeah, and I mean, on top of it, you know, if we're talking about feet, you know, folks that stand on their feet all day long when they work, that are usually making minimum wage, if that, and when you're wearing poor shoes, you know, shoes that are not poor, low quality shoes, and you're like a line cook or something, there goes that. Your knees are gonna start. I mean, it affects everything. Like John was saying, you got the right boots, you got the right socks, and it's like being a new person. So, but if you're on your feet all day and you can barely have, you know, like you said, that initial cost for a good quality pair of shoes, stepping on borrowed time. It's like perpetuating everything, like you said, keep us at bay. But, these little luxuries, like John was saying, he said, afford himself the luxury. It's little things like that are truly luxuries, and I think it's beautiful from the luxury of knowing how coconut oil can change your life to the luxury of having $25 shoes or socks, you know, which I didn't even think that's possible. But you know, like you said, Sonia, you know, that wasn't even in my tax bracket to think about. But yeah, I just kind of like that's the thing, right? Okay, It's beautiful. I'm learning a lot. I appreciate all these phone calls. We have about 2 minutes left. I just want to open up the discussion for you, Althea, Sonia, maybe a last caller or two.
Yeah, I mean, it just coming with the knowledge that you did something good for yourself. Once you kind of like get used to that feeling, you know, and like because sometimes it is like you feel guilty about it, but once you like know that I did something good for myself today, I can like stand a little taller, you know. I'm wearing some good socks and my elbows are so moisturized with this coconut oil. I'm ready to take on the day.
I also
don't get me fully moisturized. You wouldn't be able to handle all this. Oh, just taking on the whole world. Get out of here. I'm coming.
It'd just slip right out of your grip. I think of I was watching the Two Towers, and when the orcs storm Mos Gileath, and they're like running out of the boat, you know, and tromping through the edge of the water onto the land and everything. And I was watching it with the Mystery Science Theater writers and stars heckling it, and they're saying, you know, the real tragedy here is that, you know, everyone has wet socks.
No one likes wet socks. No, like, something no one should have to endure.
Well, the first thing I thought about when John mentioned his father, like, drilling into him as when he was little about, like, take good care of your feet and have boots that fit you. Like, did his father, like, serve in combat?
Right. That is a thing that comes to mind, because those boots, they'll get you. They're almost meant to get you. They're incredibly uncomfortable. But yeah, speaking of serving in combat, Veteran Voice is up next here on KVU at 9 a.m. And I think this is about our time to wrap up. It's been a pleasure. Thank you all so much for listening, tuning in. I'm Tammy, on the line with me is Althea. This has been The Gap on KVU. Goodbye, Althea. Sonia,
Take care of yourself.
Take care of your feet, too.
Yeah.
For KVU, call our listener testimonial line and leave a message telling us why you support KVU Community Radio. Testimonials will be used on air during our next membership drive. Call 503-